Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need. Welcome to Two Girls, One Blunt.
Meow, 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 meow.
Happy fucking Tuesday, bitches.
That was a cat.
Did you set a timer?
I did.
Okay. We got really high before this episode. We were smoking some laughing gas. You know, we talked about this in another episode. Mr. Joey Coco Diaz's weed. This was dog face we just smoked.
This was good stuff.
Yeah.
I just got really high.
I'm so high and there's a cat here and I'm like.
It's a creeper.
What's a creeper?
The cat?
No.
The weed?
High.
Yeah.
Like, first.
It's coming out of somewhere.
Yeah.
It's coming out of left
really
field.
I feel good.
I feel fantastic.
I'm sitting up. Like, yeah, proper.
Oh, you are kind of sitting very.
Wait, yeah, so am I.
I wasn't.
Wow, it gave me. It took my depression away.
It did?
Because think about it. When I'm sitting like this, I'm just like, you're not living.
Yeah.
You sit like this, are you living?
You know, they say
And this is like, I enjoy being here and here I am.
It's all about how you present yourself.
And this high is giving
you. If you stand in a superhero pose for 5 minutes every day, it increases your confidence. That's what I do before every comedy show.
No, it's true. I do weird things before shows like that. Like, I have like a routine that I do.
Yeah.
And I have to listen like to these two songs.
What are they?
All My Life by the Foo Fighters. And what I do is, why is that?
Is that All My Life? No, that's. Is that Living?
It's All My Life. I've been searching for something. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of hard.
And, okay.
But what I do is I listen for the drum and when he's hitting the drums and then the cymbal, I try to focus on that instead of focusing on me being nervous.
Oh.
So like I sit there and I play like. Like I try to be like focus on that, and then I listen to that song, and then I listen to the Pretender by the Foo Fighters, and then that's like when I'm like about to go on stage, like 5 minutes before, like, and then I just sit there and I go, all right, have fun.
Do you know what my pre-show routine is?
What?
Smoking a blunt.
I mean, I smoke and I do all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. I do. I drink. Like, there's other parts to that.
No, routine. I look
smoke,
into the mirror. And
I
I'm
pace.
Like,
I walk around, I say my set to myself, do some stretches, and then I stand really tall and I ignore people who are talking to me.
Yes.
I'm like, I can't speak right now.
Yes.
I'm in the zone.
Yes, you have
the
to.
The auto
have.
Zone.
Yeah.
I'm you here.
You have to have that.
We have a very special guest on, our new friend, Franco Harris, right?
He's not friend, he's family.
He's family.
It happened really quick.
Yeah.
I was adopted really quick.
Emily thought she was having a UTI and then birthed him in the bathroom.
Yep.
Is that what happened?
I was your gallbladder.
Emily's
now
gallbladder
I've birthed him. You're looking great outside of my body.
I'm crushing it. I'm not going to lie. Out here in this world, it's not that bad. I was being held back.
Maybe we were toxic for each other.
Yes.
I'm glad that we separated.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that Ralph Barbosa joke? Where he's like, yeah, my ex, I'm going to butcher this joke, but he's like, my mom broke up with her like boyfriend, you know? And like, I ran into him and he's doing so much better. You know? And I'm looking at him like, should I get away from my mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, will I, you know, like the things that happen to you happen to me is basically like the joke, but it's really
funny. That's funny.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
You guys know who Ralph Barbosa is?
Yeah. Yeah. We want to get him on. He's coming to Miami Improv soon.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He's
that's
so
how
funny.
That's how we get him. We wait for comedians to come through and then we're like, hey, you got nothing else to do?
That's what happened with us. You guys just walked into my green room and then you guys were like, hey, we're here.
Describe like, meeting us.
I was like, can you tie my shoe? And then also, can I eat your chicken nuggets?
I will say, this is what I love about being a comedian. In my personal life, there's like rules and standards. But when it comes
to elaborate.
Like, there's like standards. Like, I'll give you an example. Okay. This is a rude thing to do when you walk into anybody's home. You walk in and you open their refrigerator. Okay. Okay. That is like the rudest thing.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, like, if you just walk it, like, if I walked into your house, like, right now, right? I walked into your house and I just went, yo, what's up? And then went immediately to your fridge and be like, you guys got eggs or like, like bread or like, I'm trying to make a sandwich. And you're just like, you want to meet my niece? Like, before you make a sandwich, like, what's going on? I think that's super rude. If you're a comedian and you walk into my house, and you go straight to the fridge. I just go, he's a comic.
He's poor.
And that's why sexual assault is acceptable.
It's fine. He's a comic.
I had to make a joke. Sorry. No, but that's not true. But it's we just
can,
a joke.
We can confirm he's a very good guy, guys.
You can cut this out.
Cut that shit.
No, leave the joke. I always live for the joke, so I don't care.
Sassy.
But when you think about it, like, you know, but like, I let comics get away. See, I knew I was gonna say this next. No, I knew I was gonna say this next, and this can be if you just clip
hair in my mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She just went.
He's like, are you purring right now?
I thought you were.
Yeah, your hair, or cat hair.
Cat hair. Something.
So
ball hair,
somebody's hair.
So I made that joke because I knew what I was going to say next was I let comics get away with things that I wouldn't let other people get away with.
Facts.
Yeah.
Like, there's just this comfortability.
That's why I became a comic.
Yeah.
To like, get away with it.
Yeah. You can be like, I'm a comedian.
Yeah. like just making a joke.
I can't do my taxes. I'm a comedian. You're like, I just got a letter. I'm a comedian.
I haven't had my car registered in 8 months.
Me either.
She's a comedian.
Yeah, you know, you just look at the cop and go.
So we walked into your green room at your show because our friend Mac was on the show.
Mm-hmm. Immediately, I felt at home.
We made ourselves at home. We were like, we've been in this green room so many times. What's up? And you're like, this is my show and my room today.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way. I was eager to meet you guys because I'll tell you my side of how I met you guys, actually. I just get a follow from you guys on your podcast, like Two Girls, One out of nowhere. And I go, huh. And I follow back. So I'm like, huh, they look legit. You know? Presence, you know, on social media. I was like, it looks legit. And then I like click on it. Then I start watching a couple of clips and I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, they're out of Miami. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, wait, the Triple F boys were on there? And I was like, huh. Okay. And I was like, they know people down here? And I was like, I thought they like found me. They saw a clip or something, right? Like I was being like, you know, and so like, that's how I first heard of you guys. Mm-hmm. Like that was like the first time. And then like to have you in the green room. And what was so funny is that earlier in the night, I'm talking to Mac and she's trying to put in some names for her friends. And then she made sure to mention you guys. And then the guy at the door was like, oh, the two girls won't plug podcast. And I was like, you know them. And then he's like, yeah. Like, he tried to act like it wasn't cool. Like, it was kind of messed up. You know who you are. And it was kind of messed up.
Who was it?
It was one of the tall door guys. Like, he was, like, sitting. Was he
the one who's a dick sometimes?
He was kind of, like, weird about it. Like, he didn't want to accept that he followed you. I made him
but
go.
But he brought it up.
Correct. So that's when I go, you're a fan. And he goes, not really. And I'm like, you follow them on Instagram,
you're
don't
a hater.
You? And then he goes, yeah. And I'm like, I knew it. I was like, you like them. He's like, yeah, they come here like sometimes. And so like,
he's like, they're not men comedians. I can't show that I really like them. Women can't be funny.
Yeah, it was weird. So like, I already was like, oh my God, like, they're a big deal. Like, I'm like, they know you? I'm like, that's crazy. Everybody knows them. You know, Mac knows them. Everybody knows them.
So
I'm
two
like,
people. Like,
no, the Triple F boys. Like, like a bunch of people. Like, that I was like, oh, everybody's, like, hung out with you. Like, I mention your names, like, now, and people are like, oh, yeah, like, I've hung out with them. They're super cool. And then that's what everybody's response is.
By really?
Like, it's like, yeah, they're super cool.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so, like, when you guys walked in, it just felt, like, comfortable. Like, we were all just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mac was trying to get into her set. You know what I mean?
She was focused.
Yeah, she was focused. And then you guys just walked in. We're like, what's up? You know? And then you were eating my chicken tenders, and I pointed that out.
Yeah,
and I was like, you're really comfortable.
I did feel very called out by that. And I was like, does he hate me now?
No, you know what it is? I did that to a friend the other day. I like it. So I'm just going, I like that you're that comfortable. And that's why when I looked at your shoes, I ended up tying your shoes.
He thought I didn't know how to tie my shoes. So he was like, I have to take this poor retarded child and help her out.
That's not how I felt. That's not how I felt, by the way. And if it came off that way, I'm very sorry. Because I looked at her shoes and I go, oh my God, what's going on down here? I'm also like trying to figure out fashion. You know what I mean? So I'm like, is this a thing? I was like, am I supposed to be doing this? I need to know.
I just don't know how to tie my shoes.
The funny thing that really I remember about that moment is that you let me do it. And then midway, I'm like trying to teach her. And then she goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know how to do that.
You'd make two bunny ears and then you loop the bunnies through. And I was like, yeah, I know how to tie my fucking shoes.
Just. I felt so dumb. I was just like, they're just taking over here. Let's have fun. No, but you guys were cool. I was disappointed that we couldn't smoke in there.
I know.
Yeah, because like, but then Felipe Esparza, I left my battery in there. Mm-hmm. And I remember I left like to go. I ran in there. I don't think I told you guys this.
No.
But he's in the green room with like his feature act and like the host or whatever, right? And the show's about to start. And I run in and I go, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I just came to grab my thing real quick or whatever. I was doing the show earlier. And he's like, hey, what's up? And then he was just like sitting there with a bowl in his hand. And like, I used to watch him on like Last Comic Standing. I like his stuff. I listen to his podcast. I know when he got beef with like this other Mexican comedian. And like, I know like all the background and stuff like that. Like him and Fluffy don't like each other. So,
I love Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy's amazing. But like he used to open for him. And then like Fluffy was like, they got into some stuff. But like I know a lot about him.
Kind of like George Lopez and Ralph Barbosa.
Yeah, something. Yeah, so dumb. But I think misinterpreted by most people. Like, because as a comic, like we're, it's about us. It's my podcast. And then the other guy during the show was sitting there going, do you know who Ralph Barbosa is? And then he just goes, no, man, can we just talk about the thing that I want to talk about? And as a comic, if you've ever been in a conversation with a comic, it's like, I have the floor, guys. Like, yeah. Can I just say what
this
I want?
It's about me. It's a bunch of us just like shooting for like, hey, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
This is my time. I had a bit in my head.
Mm. So I think comics looked at it and go, yeah. He was trying to interrupt them and like it was dumb, you know.
Yeah.
I walked in there, so like I'm a big fan, is basically what I'm saying. Like I'm a fan. And then so I'm walking out with like my little battery from my camera, and then he goes, you wanna hit this? And I'm like, oh man, I was like, I just wanna say I'm a big fan. I don't mean to suck your dick right now. but I'm a big fan, and like I really love, you know, like everything you've done and stuff like that. I used to follow you from last Comic Standing, and it's an honor to meet you and to smoke with you. And like, he let me hit his bowl. And then I just like quickly
and I contracted herpes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
now I have chlamydia.
Nice. And,
which is a story. I should, never mind. I'm
we'll get into
you
that later.
You would be the first comic with chlamydia on here.
No,
we'll
you wouldn't. Say
that. No. I've never had it, but I might have it. I don't know. I took a risk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've been there.
With information. You know what I'm saying? Which
an
made
informed
me,
risk.
Yeah, an informed risk. And I went, anyways.
So now you have smart chlamydia?
He was like, you know
like
what?
Educated,
this is,
you
this
know?
This is worth having to take a pill for a week. I'll still fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the condom in my hand.
Oh, my God.
And then you were like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Get it out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Should I explain what happened? Should I be real about it?
What? With chlamydia?
Well, like, I was going to put a condom on.
Yeah.
And then she started doing the thing where, like, she grabbed my dick and started rubbing it.
Yeah.
If someone does that, or if a guy does that, and they're like, just let me just touch it. And then I'm like, no. And then I'm like, oh, this is so great. And then all of a sudden, they're dicks in me.
See, I didn't. She was in control. Oh. And then out of nowhere, she goes, I guess we're not wearing a condom. Bro, and I was like, I guess we're not.
It wasn't fun.
Like,
so you got assaulted.
Technically, yeah.
Oh, wait. Damn, you got stealthed.
Do you need a hug?
Oh.
I got assaulted.
He made jokes about sexual assault, and this is karma.
Yeah, now, and I might have chlamydia, and I got sexually assaulted.
That's great. So,
clip that.
That'll will be the intro to the episode.
It's given up to comedians who just like talk about the most fucked up situations that could happen to them. And we're like giggling like kids over here. We're like, oop, just a little assault.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
She just violated me. That's Let's make good. Jokes.
Well, is that when you discovered you're into consensual non-consent?
Consensual
rape fantasies.
Rape fantasies.
Is that the acronym?
CNC.
He's into it.
Wait, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you been texting people? Like, I want to CNC you so bad. And you're like, why don't I get responses back?
No, I never knew what that meant. So right now I just found out. I'm like, oh, that's what that means. Because I've seen the videos, but I didn't put two and two together that that's what the acronym meant. That's like, rape me, but I want you to rape me. It's like, I'm going to be sleeping.
Yeah.
Like 1 a.m. Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. Does it have to be a whole theatric?
Not for me.
That's what I'm saying.
I had someone pretend they were breaking in, and then they're like, you have to fucking do this, and like held me down. I was like, oh my God, I'm so wet right now.
Do you know what that could be?
I was assaulted.
Yep. Yeah.
What the fuck? I was assaulted. You're right. Okay. Could I? Not that you're right. That doesn't mean that. What?
Wear eyes.
Yeah, no. That's horrible. But where do you go from here? So it's okay to be into it, because I've dated girls that have been like my mom used to like.
I thought you said I've been dating girls in, that are used to be like my mom. Mm-hmm.
That too. No, but they'll be like, my mom used to choke me, you know, and like when I was a kid, and like abuse me, and like, so don't choke me in bed.
Oh, I'm okay. The opposite.
So, okay, you so either like, lean the other all the
way
of
away
it?
From it, or you lean further into it.
Oh, okay,
so you either
that's what
need
I
to be
to
gentled, or you're like, no, rough me up just like they did. And that's where I am.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about so you're not making love.
No, I actually love making love. I'm very passionate.
Okay, so there's the
I
other
only really
side of
fuck
it.
Passionately now. We were just talking about this on our last episode with Jenna. That
could I ask you a question? What is fucking passionate?
Like
to
fucking
you?
Hard is like the crazy kinky sex. Like it's just dirty and like lots of fluids and spit and you're nasty. I do have that sex too, but I prefer to start more like I can't get that way if I'm not like into it. So I like it's energy. You take it slow. You have fun. You have foreplay. You're like
you
looking
range.
At each other and like, yeah. And then it's very intense, like energetically. That's the shit that I like.
Sounds that's like you want to be in love.
I do.
Yeah. That's what I like. I heard there was a lot of sex. You said fluids at one point. Lots of fluids. That's all I heard at one point was like, she was, you said all these nice things. And you're like, you know, when there's lots of fluids, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
That's the rough crazy sex. I have that. But like when we're talking,
I love a sloppy blowjob. Like yeah. I want to feel your saliva. Like don't hoard
on
it
your balls.
All
your
the
ass,
way down
your
my
butthole.
Ass crack. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways. Yep.
We've been so horny for life.
I've been bricked up
for weeks straight.
Bro, I was bricked up in the hospital off morphine. I was like, why am I so horny right now?
Yeah,
is it just because that surgeon is sexy?
No, it's because we just haven't.
Shut up, bitch.
How do you guys feel about masturbating with your significant other or them assisting you in
so
your
hot.
I love that.
That's so
like mutual
hot.
Masturbation.
Like
you know
looking each other in the eyes while you're both masturbating is also great too.
Okay, like okay, for me, like I'll give you a scenario. Like let's say they're laying down and she just starts playing with herself, and then you as a man, you go in there and you start sucking on her nipples because you know she likes that.
Yeah,
know?
That's so hot.
That's good
like,
stuff.
Yeah, right? Like that's
so
fun,
hot.
Right?
Oh.
Like
yeah.
Do you consider that sex?
Yeah.
No, not if there's sex to me is like penetration. You hooked up. I would say
oh, sex to me is like I orgasm and we're doing it together.
That's what I'm saying. Like in
oh,
a relationship, like you don't want to, like let's say you both are tired, but you're like, I go fucking whack one off right now. You know what I'm saying? And we don't have to get all the way into it.
Yes.
And like we could both be happy. Like would you be
I've
into
done
that?
I've done that so many times where we're both laying in bed and then we're like looking at each other while we're masturbating. And then like sometimes it'll be like, all right, turnover. I'm just going to put it in from behind. And it's like the lazy side cuddling sex.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. It's lovely.
I do want to be in love.
Yeah, I think you really do want to be in love. Like, because everything you described, it's like,
I have so much
I'm tired of getting roughed up.
I want to be, like, I also just love being pampered and taken care of.
It's so nice. So,
like, once I started dating and, like, hooking up with guys who were pleasers in all aspects, not even just the bedroom. So they just, like, want to make me happy and make sure I'm good. And I'm like, thank you, because I'm so stressed out. So I like having a partner that I can, like, and I also give them, like, pour into them. So it's mutually beneficial. I like that. When two energies combined, you can get a lot of shit done. Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Because
you carry a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do things by yourself. Now, y'all have been single for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. I've been single for, like, over a year.
Like, two years for me.
Is that the first time?
Mine's a year, actually.
First time, like, longest period? Like, obviously, you date or whatever, but, like, I just got a text message this morning from somebody that I went on a couple of days with. And what it was say? Like,
read it.
Is it the what are we text?
I'm so excited. No. It was, I don't think this is
gonna work.
No, but it wasn't even, it was the most diplomatic. Like, it was one of those things that you're like, you can't even get mad at. Like, you're just like, I'm not even mad about it because I knew that it wasn't. Like, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of hanging out, kind of seeing what's up. Like, dating. Like, I just, you know, maybe something changes. I don't know. But she said, good morning. I hope you had a good Monday. So I have to be truthful to myself here and upfront to you. Nothing to do with you personally, but something just feels off. The physical attraction is obviously there, but I think the rest of the connection between us isn't. Something is just missing. I can't put my finger on it. I gave her the ick.
She's like, something's wrong with you, so I gotta go.
I'm a comedian, bitch. Yeah, I'm
the walking up, red flag.
Yeah, I'm mentally ill. Like, what's wrong with you?
Something's a little off. Like, no shit. People have been saying that since I was a kid.
Yeah, everything's been off this whole time. And then she goes to say, I can't put my finger on anything specific. That's the ick. And it's nothing you did. That's the ick. I hope this, I woke up this morning knowing I needed to be vulnerable and communicate effectively. Hope you understand. I'd love to keep being friends and getting to know you there, and of course I'd come see a show. Let me know.
I like that.
That was sweet though.
Wow, so healthy.
That's better than getting ghosted.
Yeah, way better,
right? Like, it's way better than getting ghosted. And you know what's funny? Lovely. I thought that was lovely, and I was like, yeah, fantastic, no problem.
I just gave somebody one of those texts.
Really?
Well, not like, you know,
do you want me to send it to you or copy it?
That's a great template.
I wonder what my text was. I think it's too far gone, but it was like similar.
You said something like that, like,
let me find it.
Have you ever ghosted somebody?
Yeah.
You said it with a smile. You perked up. You're like, yeah.
Haven't you?
I try not to. Like, if I know that, like, we go out and, like, for me, I know that it isn't going to be anything more, I let that know immediately. But mm-hmm. I go, hey, I'd love to hang out. And 9 times out of 10, that communication works for you, but against you. Like, it's like,
they're then
like,
you guys fuck?
They're like, yeah, that's hot. Like, you're just honest and upfront. And, like, you're not playing games. Like, you're just like, yeah, I don't see this going any further, but I like hanging out with you.
You do understand women.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Mine
it's
wasn't as long or
that's
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Okay, can I read?
Well,
okay,
just like,
let's compare.
So they just like made a comment and they were like, I'd rather be like, hey, I'm here and eat your pussy. And I was like, oh, of course. Speaking of that, which I really wanted to
wait. Hold on. Stop. You responded to that message with, ha ha.
Nice.
Of course. Like, first of all, I'm sensitive.
No. Just, I found something in my apartment. It freaked me out. And he goes, that's weird. But like that like reminded me of him. And it was like, but kind of cute too, but also very weird. I was like, so stop stalking me. And then he goes, I'd have no reason to. I'd rather be like, hey, I'm here and just eat your pussy. And then I was okay. Ha, of course. Speaking of which, I really want to do that soon. And I was like, I enjoy having sex with you, but I want something a little more consistent. And it doesn't feel good not chatting much and feeling like a booty call when you're here. So I think it's best we stay friends for now.
That's
very succinct.
It just like shut down.
I got that one 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was like, I'm still your friend and I'm like here to talk of like whatever. I think it's just best not to hook up anymore. It's too good. I complimented him.
Compliment sandwich.
And then I said some other stuff.
That's like, way better than mine.
Yeah.
No, the dick's good.
I just want to feel wanted and have someone like into me. And I know you can't provide that, which is totally fine and understandable. So I'm going to see myself out. And it was like a
I like that.
I gave up really, really good sex, did but you I got block it him? So like, no, no, no. It was so good. It was really good. But it was
disconnected.
Well, just like I wanted more.
You wanted like, to cuddle after.
No, well, I did get to do that, but it was more so like not as consistent. I wanted to be able to hit somebody up and be like, hey, come over and let's hang out and fuck. But it was like very rare times. So I was like, I can't just like, you're the only one I'm fucking. And I was celibate before after a breakup. So I'm like, I don't like fucking around and I couldn't fuck more. And I'm like, this is making it harder for me than just not having sex.
Interesting.
Because then I'm thinking about the sex and wanting to have it and wanting to do something. And now I'm feeling rejected because I'm not able to have it as much as I want to.
And you want that reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had that. I responded to that message that you sent to the girl. She sent me like 2 months ago. And I responded to, oh, you want a relationship. And I was like, yeah, like that makes sense. Like that, like you want everything you said, consistency.
I didn't want a relationship though.
No, no, you
I
wanted
knew what it was. I just wanted like at least once a week to be able to fuck. Okay, it was like okay, once a
okay,
month.
Okay. Okay. Guy perspective. All right. Guy perspective. As a guy, once a week leads to like, I'm going to tell you this right now. I've had to put the brakes and be like, it's been twice a week. I'm going out of town. And you were like, I saw you on Sunday, but because I leave on Tuesday, you're like, I'm going to come over on Monday. And I'm like, wait, no, like we don't have to double up on anything because I'm leaving. Like we had the once a week thing going, you know, dug in.
Just dug his nail in.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Did you see that?
Yes. That was awesome. Is that on camera?
I don't know if her body was blocking it.
That was sick.
That was
I just had my hands here and Emily goes like this and I just caught it with my two fingers. We just looked at each other and we're like, sick.
Call the Red Sox.
So you were talking about your 1 week and then she wanted more. Or you're like, you want a relationship. So you think that she wants a relationship or you know it leads to that? Because I'm like, I don't want this guy to think I like liked him like that and wanted that with him because I would never date him.
You wanted something consistent and
I just
like
want to fuck all the time.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
She looks right into the camera. I just want to fuck all the time. Okay, what about sex toys?
Dude, I do so much.
But here's the thing.
Boring.
Once you start having sex after a long period of not having sex, you wake up the beast.
Yes.
The beast is awoken, and then the beast needs to be fed.
Yes.
And is that scary for you? Like,
no, I love it, but it doesn't get fed with toys. No. It's not the same as coming with somebody's dick inside of you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Having that energy
or fingers
exchange,
or tongue, whatever.
I like that shit. I need to feel something.
You want some company.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I can't fuck Emily.
So like, do you want like, so like right now, ideal situation, you don't want a relationship, but you don't want, you're doing that thing that like the younger generation where you're just like, we're hanging out. Okay. First of all, I'm going to explain something to you about, women a lot of the times. And I don't mean to say this like a bad thing. I'm not going
to
mansplain right now.
Look
but
into
I'm just
the camera.
Say, like understanding women, women fall in love over time.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're going to agree with what I'm going to say.
So
right
do
now.
Men though.
No. Oh, well, the thing is we have to just make the date and then all we have to do is pull back, make the date. The once a week thing is perfect. You don't want constant communication throughout the week, right?
A little bit.
Yeah,
some memes sent back and forth.
How's it going? Okay.
All right. I don't want it to be weird if I hit you up and I can't have a real conversation with you. If you can't like sit there and message me and have a 20 minute
How about
combo.
This? How about this timeline? You went out on a date for the first time on Sunday, you had a great time. All right. He hits you up on Thursday and goes, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Do you have any plans? Would you like to see each other again? And then you're like, no, I'm available on Saturday evening. And then he goes, 7 p.m. This restaurant, I'll meet you there. If you get there first, get us a table outside. If I get there
you're
first, I'll get us
I
a table
get
outside.
Second dates.
Okay.
Or dates in general.
Or first dates.
I'm going to give you a scenario. All right. And that's the rhythm. All right. That's the rhythm. Over time, over a 2 month period, what's going to happen is that you're going to start to hit him up and start wondering about what he's doing and start hitting him up. And that's when as a guy, you just go, all right, she likes me. She's really into me. Now she's reciprocating. Now she's wondering randomly. She broke the rhythm. She wants to see me sooner now. and all the time and wants to hang out with me. That's how a woman falls in love over time. And as a man, you know what we do when we see women? This is what you have to understand. You know how you think you're crazy? You pump the brakes. A girl goes, oh my God, I just want to see what's up. I just want to go out and see what's up. Maybe fucking make out with him. Feel what his dick looks like. You know, feel his dick. Do a dick check. You know what I'm saying? Make sure if I want to continue another investment in this, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And as a man, we see you and we imagine what our life is going to be like together. Our children are going to look like the moment we see you. Do you understand that that's how our brains work?
You guys do that too?
Well, that's what you don't understand is that we do the same thing. And that's where you get, if you don't know how to control that as a man, you get creepy, odd, crazy behavior. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's where you get like the weirdos, you know, because they don't know. No one's ever told them. You don't say that to them. You don't meet a girl and then go, our kids are going to be beautiful together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like in our hearts.
You
I'm
don't.
In
the, I actually, love that.
That's worked on me before.
I'm in the grocery line. Like if I'm in the grocery line and I see a girl like just standing there, like getting groceries, looking fine as fuck or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm imagining if she's wearing workout clothes, I'm like, we went to the gym together. We probably came and got some sandwiches at Publix. And that's what I'm thinking. Okay. As I'm watching her, just bag her groceries and pay for it. In
never
the
met her before.
Never met her in my life. Okay. We, by the time I walk out of Publix, I have lived the whole life with this woman, okay? Okay? So now I've built this up. I've built this up. And now I have to go say something. Hey! Our kids, I mean... Would you like to go out sometime? You know what I mean? Like that's why a lot of men get flustered when they go talk to someone that they really like, because a lot of times, the really nice guy... That's what he's doing. And he'll never say anything to you. And the guy that you should be with, that's not a dick or whatever. You know what I mean? He won't do that because he built it up so much in his head. And he hasn't learned that it's like, it's a numbers game. You know what I'm saying? 50-50 chance she probably already has a man. You know what I mean? And what do you have to lose? Nothing. Your day's not going to change. You know, like nothing's going to change in your life. You know, so go over there and be like, hey, I think you look beautiful and I would love to take you out sometime. What's your name? You know, and by the way, guys, here's a little hint. When you go to talk, and they're going to verify this right now. Watch. If I go up to you, right, and you're standing at a bar and I walk up to you and I go, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. What's your name? And then you go, oh, my name's Jennifer or whatever. Right. And I'm like, oh, Jennifer. Nice. Just wait. 2 seconds. Wait, like 5 seconds. And if she goes, what's your name? She likes you. And she's like, let's see what's up. That's an opening. Hey, I'd love to take you out sometime. I know you're probably busy hanging out with your friends right now. Could we exchange some information? I'd love to take you out sometime. Blah, blah, blah. That's simple. You have nothing to lose by doing
that.
That
works.
You're not being rude. You're not bothering them. They usually go out in groups. Mm-hmm. You're not bothering them. You walk around the bar. You hang out. You have a good time. And you walk over to them and you say something. And then you walk back to where you were. And don't let them see you getting numbers from other people like that.
Yeah.
But it's that simple.
Here's also something from a comedian. Shit. From a comedian standpoint, guys and men, your delivery is everything. Because you could say that, but how you deliver it determines the outcome. Because the way you just delivered it, I felt safe as you were saying that. I'm like, if a man said it how you were saying it, poised and comfortable, not like, hey, I'd love to take you out. There's like this energy of desperation and like feeling like they're coming at you versus like very composed energy that's just chill and is like, hey, I think you're cool. Let's, if you're interested too, let's fucking go out. I'll talk to you later after. I'll hit you up. Have a good night.
Yeah, let me get your Instagram. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let me get your Instagram. Also, don't ask. Phone number is pretty good. But also, when you get the number, make a date. That's what she wants.
Immediately.
She doesn't want to go, hi, how was your day? She don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
She don't know about your day. You don't know about her day. Stop making small talk. You hit her up and you call her, text her, be like, hey, are you available to talk for a minute?
When a man calls me first, it is the coolest thing. It is. I love it. Like there was a guy I was DMing. I followed him. He followed me. He literally DM'd me. We exchanged like 10 things, had some good banter. He goes, FaceTime me later. He just told me and I go, okay. Yeah. And then we FaceTimed and talked for like an hour, and I was like, sick. That was dope. That just cut all this back and forth in the DMs. Now I already know I'm kind of interested.
You see if you actually click. Yeah. Your vibes match.
You get a little bit. And you can, what I like to ask too is I used to be like, hey, when I first, like if I meet you on Hinge or something like that, I'll be like, hey, are you a small talk person? Like, do you want a small talk before we meet? Or do you, are you a like, let's grab drinks kind of person and let's figure it out from like there. I let you decide. Give you an option. You know what I mean? Because this could go both ways. You know what I'm saying? But let's make it so we could actually get
to
know each other.
You're such a salesman.
Wow. Because
these
are
tactics and sales that you would do with like a client.
It's basic psychology.
Yeah.
It's basic human psychology. But here's the thing is the understanding of women. Women speak their own language. Okay. They speak their own language. And like, so like we have to understand that when she goes, no, I have a boyfriend. That automatic response when you went up to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even though you probably overheard the conversation at the bar where she was like, oh, I just broke up with my boyfriend. And that's why you slid over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, heartbroken, little calf there. I'm a grabber. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was your thought, right?
Men.
You know?
She's nice and vulnerable.
Yeah. She's nice and vulnerable. She's, you know, she's hurt. You know, I'm going to walk over there. So then she goes, no, I have a boyfriend, right? You know what she's saying? That because we don't know how to handle our emotions. Your women have over hundreds of thousands of years. This is what's happened is that women have been beat because they said something. Mm-hmm. That hurt a man's ego or feelings. So the safest thing for her to say is, I have a boyfriend.
Because you respect another man.
Yeah. And then walk away. Yeah. Because we respect another man, but you're not going to respect them. You know what I mean? So you'd be like, I have a boyfriend. That's why that automatic response exists. You know, mm-hmm. It's a defense mechanism because I don't know if you're going to be able to handle your emotions. So what you said earlier about energy, right? The desperation energy that comes because we built it up. Mm-hmm. You're so beautiful. You're so this, you're so that. And then we go up there and we're like, can I take you on a date? Instead of just coming over and being like, hey, I do this. This is normal for me in my life. I see a beautiful woman and I walk over and I go, hey, I'd love to get to know you. You seem really cool. Would you like to exchange information? I know you're out with your friends. We can go out another time and I'll reach out to you.
I love that.
You know,
that would work,
but make sure that she asks you what your name is first. You ask her what her name is. And then you wait. And then if she goes, what's your name? That's the answer to, she doesn't have a boyfriend. She's available. She's there. She just gave you a little opening.
Mm, yeah.
A woman, feminine energy opens up.
Yeah, like a flower.
To receive.
Yes.
Just like?
This pussy.
Yeah.
Thank you. You
wow.
said it.
Pussy power.
Come inside. It's open.
And the beautiful thing is that women, and I've learned this recently, and I'm not going to sit here and say as like, I know everything. I know these things because I've made all the mistakes. Okay. I've made the mistakes. I've cried to women on dates that I really liked because I felt vulnerable. And let me tell you something, nothing dries up a pussy more.
No.
I like when men cry. What are you talking about?
Wait,
my ex cry on a date too. And I was like, wow. I just got him to open up and he feels safe with me. We have something here.
Okay. Not on two back-to-back dates. Okay.
If you're like really crying and there's no solving, like I want you to still be manly about crying. Let it out. But like, let me love you. Let me like help you, like nurture you while you cry.
Yeah.
And then you heal that. And now I can be stronger as a man because you fucking let that out.
But,
I like that.
But see, that's what the beauty that women bring into your life. And this is what upsets me about like people like what we're talking about right now, fresh and fit.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. This is what they don't understand is that you're sitting here going, these bitches and blah, blah, blah. And like, and it's like, no. Women have been like this for hundreds of thousands of years because we can't control our emotions.
Yeah.
So they don't want to get murdered tonight yep. because you were, couldn't handle rejection.
Yeah.
Okay. That's literally it. So women speak their own language. I have a boyfriend is, hey, I don't want to fuck you and I wouldn't fuck you. And I can't say that to you. I can't say it. You walked up to me. How dare you? How dare you think that you thought you had a chance? You can't say that. Why? You go, I have a boyfriend.
That's so true. There's so many times where I'm like, you really had the confidence to walk up to me? Me?
You ever get
this
a match?
This is insulting.
You ever get a like a Hinge thing
and
where like somebody likes you?
Most recommended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, recommended my asshole.
I think it's always the ugliest guys who walk up to you.
It's never the people you want.
No.
It's never the people you
it's
want.
It's always those guys on dating apps too. And you're like, oh, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Okay. I so thought how I was we, the I have only a one question. That felt that way. Yeah.
So you met us. How did you picture our lives together? If that's how men automatically think.
He's like, okay, sister wives.
Is it every perfect. Woman you meet or just women you're interested in?
Okay. So can I be vulnerable?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be vulnerable right now and tell you something right now. Up until 3 years ago, I thought every woman wanted to fuck me. Okay. So I would always make, like, you know, like you make yourself open to like, you, we're not, I would never say we're friends. I would never say like, yo, I think you're cool. You know, I just always keep it like, yo, the door is always open. The door is always open. Oh my God. I was that guy.
Holy okay.
That guy that just, kept, you know, the door's always open guy. That's who I was.
I can see that. I can
yes,
see that.
Yes. Yes. Like I'm not.
The door's
like,
still open.
No, absolutely not.
It's a jar.
Yeah, it's a jar.
This
it's
work. No, you saw how his body language got closed off. He He was like, nope, cross my legs.
Nope, yeah.
He's doing close. He's cutting off his penis energy.
Yeah, I was just all, nope. Hey, girls. And no, but that's something that I've had to work on as like a human, is that Franco, you're no, not everybody wants to fuck you. Okay. That's just mathematically, it's just not even possible. Okay. Like,
honestly,
like,
I assume everybody wants to fuck.
Me too.
That's a great way to live, by the way. If anybody wants to try it, it's not that really, bad.
It's good for the ego.
It's so good.
Like, a guy talks to me like for 2 seconds, I'm like, oh, he's trying to fuck me. Yeah. He's in love with me.
Yeah.
Like,
he's pictured our whole life together.
Yeah. I've had to separate myself, because here's the thing. I would fall in love in my brain with everybody. Like, in my brain, I could picture my life with anybody.
I get that. I feel anybody.
I see everyone's like core, who they are,
yes,
through the mask and everything. And I can love them for that.
Yes.
And I can just meet them, and everyone gets scared of that. I'm like, I'm not saying I'm in love with you, but I'm like, I can love all these quirky parts about you and see you. And that freaks people out.
We all want to be seen. At the end of the day.
They think that means like, I'm trying to get married or something and have a baby because I see them. They're like, that's too much.
Yes, that's too, for some people, that's too much.
That's very vulnerable.
That's very vulnerable. Like, nobody really wants to be seen. So it's like, because
they don't like those parts of themselves.
Correct. And it's like, the thing is, a person that carries it well and has confidence in that. By the way, it's 3% of men.
What is?
3% of men that you meet.
Something over 8 inches?
3% of men in the world will understand you. That means out of 100 men that you meet in your life, 3 of them, you will feel that they really understand you.
Yeah, it's
and
very
that
small
makes
amount.
Sense. Like, you heard that number and you went, you went through your life right now and went, I can name like a handful of people probably that like, I went like, that man understood me.
And those are the ones, and those two people I fucked.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt.
They made you come too.
They made me hard.
Because they knew you. They saw you.
Oh. Yeah. And it was like we could hit those parts of each other and have this very intimate moment. And then like, I'm like, it doesn't mean I'm in love with you or I'm like trying to date you. But like, yeah, I enjoy that intimacy.
Could I ask you a question? What do you want? Because you're doing this thing where like everything. And by the way, this is women speak this way. They say what they like. They go like, this is what I want. This is what I want. But then the reality is that like for instance, like a lot of times in a relationship, a woman complains about the things that like her man doesn't do. And it's like, if he did all those things, you wouldn't be with him. You know what I mean? Like if he called you all the time, if you're like, I'm always wondering what he's doing. And he's always busy at work and I just want to know what he's doing. And he said he was going to call me back. I called him at 9. I called him at 9.
No, those are the guys
and
that
like,
do
and like
that.
He hasn't called me back yet. And I just can't wait. And then the thing is, if he did all the things that you wanted, you would be like, pussy.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
No.
You don't think so?
If those are your needs and they're not being met, then would you think he's a pussy for meeting them?
Mm.
Yeah. No,
you guys are mature. I don't like this.
Yeah.
You guys are mature.
I can have a mature relationship with somebody, and that doesn't mean like boyfriend and girlfriend. It just means like two people creating some sort of agreement that's mature and it's communicated and we can have a good time and like know what it is.
You just described the relationship.
No, but like even a friendship with Emily, like we have boundaries.
You're just saying like in general.
That we've communicated and we've been able to grow and work through, and it like hasn't been easy. You know what I mean? But I have relationships with like other people and we just like know what it is. I don't know how to explain it. but it's not, I don't need to be like, I'm meeting your family. Like, I don't need that. That's like, I don't want that right away. I
want to. But what do you want in general? Like in general, like right now in your life,
my ideal situation
right now, if you could build the guy, you build the guy right now.
I marry a successful, rich, funny comic. We tour the world.
Guys, comics, are you listening? Successful ones only.
Right? Well, like, people on the trajectory too. I can tell being a salesperson, or a business Barbosa, person.
That's why
I
want to get him in here.
I can see who. No, that was she was the one who brought that one up.
That's your fish. Huh?
And so, what was I just saying?
Okay, successful comedian.
Oh, we have a podcast together, like a Your Mom's House type thing. I want somebody to build this shit with, and we like go through it. If we're both touring, we don't see each other all the time. I like that. I like building my career and having something for me and having my own space and shit. So that's why I'm okay with it not being, I don't know. Like, I've done a long distance relationship, but I do want someone to talk to. So I think, like, I'm down to take it slow and have a good agreement and build towards that, I guess. But I also just want to have fun along the way until I find that person.
Could I ask you a question? So if you date somebody, like, and it's working out, eventually you're going to go, we're doing a podcast, right? I want to say that if that's a requirement, like to date you, it's like, listen, how are you on camera?
It is.
How do you feel?
Can we put makeup on you?
I only want to be with somebody who has that kind of personality. That's what I want. I want somebody who's very charismatic, has a good personality, knows how to like hold themselves in a room full of people. Like they're a star in their own energy because they're not going to get intimidated by me. Do you know what I'm saying? So like I want to have two powerhouses come together and it's like, let's build a fucking empire.
So if you would be Tom and like ideal relationship in the comedy world right now that you could have, like that exists right now, like a relationship that exists. Who would you be? Like Tom and Christina, or like Natasha Leggero and
I don't know who that is.
Moshe Kasher. Oh, they're lovely. Moshe Kasher, his own comedian. Natasha Leggero, they ended up meeting and they have kids now and they tour together.
Oh.
As like he goes up and does, you know, like an hour, she goes up and does an hour, and then they go on together and they do an hour together. Like they do time together and they talk to the audience and stuff like that.
I love that. That's sick.
And like you should go watch their special. I think their last special was both of them on stage, like at the same time and like talking shit. And like it's really interesting. And they talk about their relationship and they talk about, you know, what it's like to be, you know, famous and like also have kids and like all that stuff. So ideally, would it be Tom and Christina?
Don't look at my screen. Needs to stop.
Oh, dude, I can't read.
Oh.
No, I can't.
If nobody knows, you're like, I can't read. Like,
I can't tie my shoes and I can't read, okay? Yeah, these are just things about me.
Yeah, dude, like, love it.
I'm telling you all my red flags up front. Yeah.
What about you? What about you? Like, what do you want? Ideal situation.
Ideal situation? Romantically?
You just, yeah, like a relationship. Okay. Like she wants, like, apparently, like, the powerhouse couple. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, which I think is, like, Tom and Christina.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, I love it. I love it. I love it. I would just be, like, as a guy that's just, like, out there in the world right now doing his own thing. And, like, because let's say he's not a comic. The likelihood that he's a comic might be very low, all right?
He doesn't have to be a comic.
That's what I mean.
I need a strong personality who wants to be in entertainment.
He has no idea that he's going to be on a podcast. This guy is walking around in the world just eating a sandwich at Starbucks, getting coffee, living a normal life, and then he's gonna meet you, okay? And then all of a sudden his life is gonna change. He's gonna be like, okay, I guess I'm on camera and on a podcast, which is like,
I'm famous now.
I think it's just interesting. Like, that storyline, there's a guy out there right
there
now.
There is.
Do you think though that what I want is possible?
Okay.
Obviously.
I've tried to just okay, I'm going to tell you something funny right now. I tried to start two podcasts in the last month with two different women that I was interested in. Okay, because I thought we had great conversation. Okay. Two.
Well, here's the thing. Two. You're also talking to two different women. You're like, oh, we should start a business venture.
Yeah, you're the
maybe you need
flag
to be
here.
A little bit more committed.
Listen, I pull back. I say things and I go, yeah. I pulled back. I was like, I said those things. And the next day I was like, hey, everybody relax. Like, I don't know if we can all, like
I don't think we can do this. Step back. She's like, you brought it up to me and you're like, listen, you're being crazy, bitch.
So ideally, like, Yeah. It sounds, I would
I
love,
don't understand how I can see men that being I love
funny. I love funny women. Like, so like, as far as like the most, the cutest thing is like a girl that you can banter with. Like my buddy Jeff says this, he goes, cause I told him, it's like, date a regular girl. Like, stop trying to date like a comedian, a female comedian. And he's a nice guy. He's not a creep or anything like that.
Dalizel?
No, Quintana. Sweetheart of a human. And he's like, but he's like, I just love funny women. Like, he's like, I just love the quirkiness. Yeah. They can play and like talk shit or whatever. Mm. And I go, there's more audience members than female comedians. Leave them alone. You know what I mean? Like, just leave them alone. Like, you don't have to. Like, if they orbit around, yeah, it's fine. But
oh,
like,
I want to date a comedian.
Yeah.
See, comics, like, are just so,
it's my type. It's so bad. And I, you know,
that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I love funny women.
It's
I
so
love
hard
funny
because I'm like, oh, you made me laugh. Now I want to have sex with you. All right. If you had to pick a comedian, that would be my ideal match. You're playing matchmaker. Ooh. It could be anybody. It could be Miami. It could be famous. It could be.
No,
up
I'm
and
going
coming.
Your requirements. Your requirements are
successful. And rich.
Yeah.
No. I can build with somebody. I'm very good at making money and I can give them the tools. They just have
you
to
heard
start,
that she
they,
wants a project. They don't. She wants to build him into a powerhouse. Okay, yep. Listen, guys, this is a great opportunity. I don't know if anybody's
this is
listening
a great
right
opportunity.
Now. She's pitching this like there are no downsides to any of this. You want fame? Okay, she's gorgeous. All right. She's great in bed, apparently, according to herself, right?
Everyone's great in bed, right? Like, I think I'm pretty good in bed.
Yeah, she's crushing it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she has great sex. She likes intimacy. Mm. She likes to be cuddled. Seems
nurturing.
Like your understanding isn't therapy.
Good communication.
Good communication. You heard those sex messages? There's no downside. Okay. So
I don't know why men aren't throwing themselves at me at this point.
Well, you're in comedy. Now there's a powerful woman talking on stage. You've heard Whitney Cummings say this?
Yeah.
He goes, men don't like it when women are on stage and they're powerful and they're commanding a room and the room's attention. Our dicks go, I don't like it. I feel like it's my mom talking to me. For me, as a comedian, I go, that's hot.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like,
hard.
Like that's hot. Like, that's
I think
hot.
It's hot. That's so hot to watch that as in a man, too. Like, that's what I want. All right, pick somebody.
Okay.
So I'll grow. Set her up with someone. Be rich and famous. You just, somebody that you know will be. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have it in them. Can also be a part of it.
Any race?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm she's very open.
Wide open.
Okay. Tall.
My flower's open. Wide open.
Okay. Okay. Who's on the up and up right now? There's a lot of funny black comedians.
Perfect.
That I think you should be.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's not a problem.
Preacher Lawson.
Oh, he's funny.
Oh, he is funny.
Preacher Lawson. That's like the first person I thought of. I was like,
why?
Preacher Lawson. Huh?
Why?
Because he's goofy and he's fun and, you know.
I guess we got to get him on the pod.
You know.
All right. Preacher
tall,
Lawson. I'm coming
handsome.
For you.
Tall, dark, and handsome. On Instagram? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. He usually
I
pops
hate
up.
Comics.
Like, yeah. Well, he pop like somebody will pop
in. I also need somebody who won't cheat on me while they're on tour.
He's a really good dude. He doesn't curse on stage.
Wow. So that means he won't have sex off stage?
No, but I like cursing.
I don't know about that. He takes his shirt off on stage and then pours water on himself. And then he's like, is it hot in here? And then he's like, I'm just fucking with y'all. And of course, yeah.
I like that.
Have you ever seen him do that?
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's pull it up,
and
Dave.
He's funny. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, that's perfect.
You know, like I was like, that's the guy. I was like, Preacher Lawson. He's on the up and up. I think he fits every category of like, you know, he's doing things. He's doing theaters. You know what I'm saying? He's not super famous, but he's going to be. And then all you have to do is make his life better.
A little bit easier.
Yeah.
In certain aspects.
Yeah.
Exactly. I could do that.
Blowjobs before the show. You
oh,
know
I'm
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then you walk on stage and you're like, hi, guys.
You're like, oh, what's on my
I'm
cheek?
I'm going to do like 30 minutes and you're going to see Preacher. But
you know what's rough when you're dating black guys is your makeup gets all over their face and then they just look like they did whiteface.
Oh, I've never had that
what
issue.
What the fuck?
I've never
heard this before. I've never even thought about that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Crazy. That's funny.
Or I would get it like
that's
around
funny,
his
but...
dick. Like my makeup would just be like, it's just random white patches on his stomach.
I like how she's looking at you like.
I'm like, that's never happened to me.
She's like, I keep my makeup on me.
I had to bring makeup wipes with me whenever I was dating him.
Hold on, that's because you get nasty. You get nasty. If you're just fucking like, that's how I am. I want to breathe in that pussy. Like, I want I'll rub my nose on your clit. And
That's actually what I tell men to do.
Yes. Like, I want to breathe you in. Like, I want to sit my
inside of you.
That's the feeling. Like, when I love you and I, like, in a relationship, and it's like, I just want to be inside you.
I
want to
crawl inside of your body.
Yeah.
Like that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Two more minutes.
Okay.
Wait, I want to talk about, now I want you to match make me. Who would you set me up with? Let's reset the cameras. Do you have to pee?
Go ahead. No, go
Pissy
ahead.
Boy?
Go ahead. Clip that.
In the comedy, current community, feel like maybe like a Bert and Leanne. Like, I'm Bert. It's just like, oh, Emily's doing her thing, and I run all the businesses.
See, I like a Bert and Leanne situation. I don't want her to be in show business.
Most guys don't want to share the spotlight.
Yeah, like, I don't want...
That's why I have trouble dating.
No, it's not even sharing the spot. Like, come on, ideally? But then whose joke is it? You know what I mean? Like, if something happens to the both of us, whose joke is it? If I'm a storyteller...
But you're telling it from two different perspectives. It's both of your jokes.
Oh, and then we could have side-by-side clips.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Edit them together.
And then she's like, my stupid fucking husband did this shit. And he's like, my dumb wife. And it's the same story, but from two different perspectives. And it's different
personalities.
Different personalities.
Hey, Tom and Christina, don't steal this idea.
I want to use it.
Okay, so you want just a regular person?
I guess so, yeah.
You want to be the star.
They could also be successful, though. I don't care about that. Obviously, I want them to be successful. But they don't mind being the
Hold on. Do you want to be the breadwinner?
Hell no. But I want to make money.
I don't want to be the breadwinner.
They
either.
Can provide, though.
Wait. Hold on. Who's providing more?
Because
you're a star.
Yeah.
So if you're the star in this situation, you're probably going to make more money than he does. What is he going to be?
Or what if it's like
teacher?
A businessman who just makes bank?
Money's a requirement for the both of you. They gotta
I grew
have
up
money.
Poor, so
I don't want to. Yeah,
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to go back there.
I'm not trying to be poor.
That was
again.
A hard time in my life.
Yeah, so here, women want security.
Yeah,
we want to be provided for.
Yeah, but you also want to be a star.
And I also want my ass ate.
Oh yeah, that's a requirement.
Ass eating?
It's a deal breaker. If you're not going to eat my ass, I'm not interested in being in a relationship with you.
That's both.
I agree.
If you don't want to
Me
eat
too.
My ass.
Like, you better eat my ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's num, nothing. Num, there's num, nothing num. Like a good blowjob and you jerking me off.
Ah, okay, rusty trombone. Nothing,
yeah, I fuck. That's my jam.
A good old rusty trombone.
Yeah, yeah. And then all the saliva from like that was already there from the blowjob.
And then
you know?
A finger then, gets in there.
Yeah.
That was the noise he makes when the finger goes
yeah,
in there.
It was.
He was like, I kind of like that, but I'm uncomfortable.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah, yeah. Breathe out. Yeah, you got to breathe out. Every time you push in, you got to breathe out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it opens.
Ain't no queen over here doesn't know.
I know. You put so much shit in your ass, Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never notice what you're doing when you're shoving something in your ass. It makes it easier if you...
No, I never Exhale. Noticed.
That's
See,
game,
here's
man.
The thing. The first time I had anal, it was rape. So ever since then, I'm like, just get it on in there and we'll figure the rest out later.
Okay.
Way to kill the mood
yeah,
for everyone,
Jesus
Emily.
Christ, Emily.
Sorry,
Jesus.
Tough
no,
crowd.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just, I've had terrible responses to when, like, okay.
You put it in their ass?
No. This is, I saw a woman fall out of love with me. Oh. In front of me. Okay.
That's hard.
She said, it's happened several times. Like, I know that it's happening and they don't even know. And I've broken up with myself. Like, you know what
You're
saying?
Like, it's actually
like,
me.
Like, you don't
You're
know.
Done.
Like, you don't know what just happened.
No.
It's over. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, no, we're not dragging this out. Like, like, you just don't realize what just happened.
Damn.
She sat there and told me something very personal, how she basically got sodomized. Okay. For the first time she had sex. The first time she had sex, she got sodomized by her best friend's older brother.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
And then she ended up dating him when she got older.
That's grooming.
Okay, now listen.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Why are you putting the sex voice on?
No, listen.
This is dramatic.
This is a girl that I also cried to on our first 2 dates. So this is the third night.
You trauma bonded.
Listen, too much, and made her pussy so dry. And this is when I realized this is like the last night we're hanging out, and I'm thinking we're gonna hook up before I leave and fly back from Phoenix. And she tells me, she's like, I don't know if I should tell you this. But she's like hesitant to tell me this very vulnerable thing. She tells me, and I don't respond.
You're like, I'm just going to talk about it on a podcast in like 10 years. Good fucking luck in the meantime, bitch.
Asshole.
I don't say anything. I'm just, first of all, I'm horrified that was her experience. And yeah. I'm very empathetic. So I just lived through what you lived through. And I'm just sitting here trying to process
like,
that.
I just got raped too, bro. Yeah. This shit hurts. I need a second. I can't even sit down after this conversation.
So then I proceed as a defense mechanism. Don't notice. Proceed to talk about myself for the next 30 minutes. And then she stands up and goes, all right, I'm going to bed. And I go, what? She goes, I just told you one of the most traumatic things that's ever happened in my life. And then you spend 30 minutes talking about yourself.
Oh,
I'm going to bed.
So she describes the rape, the sodomization. She's really getting into it. And you're like, well, anyways, back to me. I'm the important one here. No wonder you can't date somebody in show business, Franco.
Oh my God.
How can it be about you when it's always about me? That's what I tell women that I date. Anytime they complain about something, I'm like, what does this have to do with me? Okay, you had a bad day at work? Anyways.
Back to me.
Anyways, my day, let me tell you.
You I've been, motherfucker.
Been dying to tell you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I struggle.
I think the women you date struggle.
I'm a lot. You've hung out with me. I'm a lot. We figured this out when we were hanging out last time.
I don't think we're a lot. I think we're awesome.
No, I think I'm awesome, but I'm also like, for a regular person, I notice this. If you work a 9-to-5 and you're like, I go to bed at 10 at 9 p.m.
You're,
and
we're
I
not going
to
get along.
We're nizzing working out. Yeah. You better be like half of a piece of shit at some point in your life. Like you have to be like, I work a 9-to-5, but I leave work early, and like Fridays at like noon, sometimes I get hammered at the bar every once in a while.
Yeah. You have to be a bit of a degenerate.
Yeah, like a little bit, but here's the thing. The women that I've been with, and I realized this in my life, like the women that I've been with are not that. I like the girl next door. I like the last woman that I dated in Chicago, she was homeschooled until she was 18. And like,
have you met Mac Lawson?
No, that's why I was so endearing to her. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I know what that's like.
She's
like,
cause
like, there's like a very wholesome thing about her that's like very gentle and like nice and stuff like that. And almost like, naive, but not like in a bad way. Does that make sense? Like, she's very intelligent. She's very astute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But she has this gentleness and sweetness to her.
Yeah.
And, I dated somebody like that. And then the girl before that, small town girl from Indiana, I like them when they're like insecure when they're young, and then they become hot when they get older, because they have to have just enough insecurity to be with me
and to be funny. What
I
mean?
Yeah, and like they can make fun of themselves and talk shit. Like, I love this girl. Like, this girlfriend that I dated, she was a dietitian. I still love her till this day. She's like the one that got away from me. Like, that I regret forever.
Oh damn!
I did coke our whole relationship.
Oh shit!
And so every good time that I remember, like, it's me being like, hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, every time.
We
went to Disney. We went everywhere. Your boy was fucking blowing, doing coke everywhere. And those are all her memories. And it's like, she's one of those people. But, like, I've never dated somebody that's kind of like a degenerate. Like, I want peace at home. Like,
but I think you can have peace. That's what I'm trying to teach people, because I feel like, what does it mean when you like look a certain way and it like confuses you? You know what I mean? Like, I want to show people that you can actually be all of it.
Yes, we're complicated. We're not just.
I can provide peace for a man. I could also go to a party with him, crash a fucking wedding, break into a fucking place we're not supposed to go and fuck in the bathroom. And then I go home and I make him a sandwich and I don't bother him.
I like range.
Yeah.
I like that it can be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like,
you know that's what I mean? The best, like, type of people.
You know what I mean? Like, it can be fun. But then also, like, the women that I've dated and that I've been with, like, are usually the girl next door. They're not that. Like, my dietitian, she was healthy. She did yoga. She didn't, but she did coke with me though, because she was like, I want to be in your world. You know what I mean? She did MDMA with me and almost fucking OD'd on it because she wanted to fucking play with your boy. You know what I mean?
No.
So it's like, I just kept being myself. Yeah, I just kept being myself and she was still with me. And this is a part that's fucked me up with therapy. I don't know if this is happening to you. Self-awareness is kind of working against me.
That shit hurts.
Because now I know that this isn't going to work or this isn't going to be a thing. Like, it's before I was just, you like me? I like you. Let's hang out. Yep. And like, now it's like, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see where this is going to go. And that's why when that girl sent me that message, I was like, word, that makes sense. Like, I was like, I felt it too. It wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like we trauma bonded. And I told her that too. Like, first time we hung out, I was like, we're trauma bonding. I almost cried. Anyway, so like for like 2 seconds, and then I was like, pull it back, bitch.
suck it in.
But it's like the self-awareness has fucked me up. Like, it's fucked me up. Like where it's like, now I know better.
Than to like, I know better too. And that's why nothing's happening. I'm not even having sex because I just know off the bat. I'm like, it's not even.
You don't see it. You're excited. Mm-hmm. I don't have that excitement anymore because I know what this leads to. Mm-hmm. You know,
because all picture our futures together.
Yeah, we all picture our futures together.
That just makes me think that people see my future and then they're like, it doesn't mesh.
Well, see, the thing is, you take a regular guy and you tell him, you're like, I want all these things, you know? Like, that's a lot, like, to hear. And they'd be like, oh, like, but also, you meet somebody. You're going to meet that person.
Yeah.
You know, like you go out on a date with somebody and you go, all cards on the table. This is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. That is something that's very attractive. Mm. Like, you get a girl that's like, I don't know, I'm just fucking hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, that's chaos. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something with your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like be somebody, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. I'm really at that point right now where I'm just like, this kind of being self-awareness kind of sucks a little bit. Because I would rather be like when I think about my relationships and I go, how did I get into those great women? I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Like, no idea.
They just liked you.
Yeah. And now that I know, I'm like, I'm scared to be like, do you like this side of me? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I could be short and a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. I can be lovely, but I can be fucking nasty. And like, are we going to wait around for that or are you going to leave? Because I have trauma. And if you leave,
I don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah, I don't want to get hurt again. So like, if like, am I going to hold back and then one day I'm going to blow up on you? You're going to be like, I never saw that. And you're like, it's always been there. It's just that I just was scared to show you that sometimes I get upset, you know? And it's like, I was talking to my therapist about
that. I get afraid to get upset.
Yeah, because they see you entertaining.
I get embarrassed. Mm-hmm.
They see you on stage. That's why like, if I date a girl, if she meets me from comedy, you're in love with the wrong thing. That's not it. That's not my job. Mm. That's not it. That's not who I am 99% of the time. That is the best version of me.
Yep. For me, I feel like I'm more scared of showing people like when I need help or to be taken care of. That's more vulnerable to me than me being upset or like angry and being snippy.
Hey, speak it, sister.
But it's both different sides of the spectrum where it's a fear of vulnerability.
Yeah. Do you get fearful that like, does it scare you that you're going to need help? And that when they try to help you, you snap at them?
No. I don't want to accept the help because I don't want to need somebody that much.
That's my problem too. And let me tell you something. If you want to get to where you want to get in life, you need help because you can't do everything. And I've learned that recently. You can't do everything. You know, you can't. If you do, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You're going to overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
And then also it just feels good to have people pour into, like with Emily.
It really does.
It's her birthday and we're like, okay, just tell us where you want to go to eat. And then she's like, oh no, we don't have to do anything. I don't want people to spend. We want to go out to eat for your birthday and take care of you. Just tell us what you want and you can breathe and have a good day. And she's having difficulty.
You know what's so
having
funny?
Having a hard time.
With us doing
No. For her. You know what's funny? I can totally relate to that.
But then it makes, as a friend, I feel like I'm not doing enough because she won't allow me to be the friend I want to be for her. And then I'm like, and then outsiders don't know that dynamic. And then it's like, I had this extravagant birthday and Emily's like, let's just chill and do it at home and not do anything.
You know why? Because she thinks it's not going to go. That's what I feel. I'm scared. This is I've never said this out loud. I'm scared to throw myself a birthday party.
Really?
I'm fucking scared because I don't think anybody's going to come and want to celebrate me.
That's
like that. That's what that's I think. That's what I think that is. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I think for her is like her going like, I would like my birthday to be like this. Mm-hmm. And then like, what if those things don't happen? Now I just have like a shitty birthday and like things didn't go the way I wanted. Like, that's what I'm thinking that fear
I'd
is.
I'd rather just be by myself.
That's what I'm saying is that like, it's safer if nobody, if I don't like, what if it's not right? What if it's not the people that I want or whatever to be there for me? And like, it's not genuine.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah. I'm scared of all those things, but here's the thing. You're denying yourself a life experience. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all denying ourselves a great life experience that we want. This is self-sabotaging.
It is.
You're self-sabotaging your own stuff. Listen, I have a fear of my birthday, and I figured it out recently because I got sent to Honduras when I was 10 years old, 2 weeks before my birthday. And I would spend my birthday alone. Aww. Like in another country where I didn't speak the language, okay, and with another family. And I told my therapist, I was like, I think this is why I don't like my birthday. I don't do anything for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
January 30th. Yeah, I don't do anything. Like, I don't want you to buy me a cake. We don't have to, like, I'm like, nah. But if I walked into my apartment and like all my friends were there,
you would love it.
You would love it. It'd feel good.
I'd cry. I'd be like, yo, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah. For my birthday, it was like a big thing. And I had a vision of how I wanted my birthday to go. And I'm a control freak. Like, I always have to do everything on my own. And even for my own party, I wanted to control it because I wanted it to be how I wanted it. And I didn't want to be disappointed. And everyone really showed up for me for the first time in my life because I have thrown parties and no one has shown up. And I have done dinners and no one showed up. And it was soul crushing that I was alone. But I always wanted to be I want to be taken care of. Like, my love language of how I want to be loved is acts of service. But I can't get that if I don't allow people to do shit for me. And so for my birthday, people showed up with coffee. They were like, here you go. I already know you need a coffee. Sit, get ready. Don't worry about anything. We're going downstairs. We're going to set up everything. And I had a whole team of my friends doing all that for me. And I sat up there while I was getting ready without any stress. And I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to have people show up for me. And then that was just the beginning of my core friends. And then the party was insane. Mm-hmm. And all these people were there for me and like so good. And I was like, whoa, this wouldn't have been possible if I didn't allow people to show up for me to make it possible. And I've had horrible birthdays and I hated them. And I was so freaked out and stressed and I was having anxiety and shit. And I just took a step back, allowed everyone to kind of show up for me. The people who didn't. Some people left early, but because I had such a good time, that didn't even fucking matter.
Yeah, you got to see the people that were there.
I want to be able to give that to her. Like, that feeling.
I think it's also hard. My love language is also acts of service. And I just had surgery. And I think that like re-triggered a lot of like old wounds of being abandoned when I was sick and all of that. So it was hard for me to receive the love that Jamie was giving, that our other friends were giving. I was like,
checking in on you.
Yeah, I can do this myself. I can't.
You were upset when specific people didn't reach out and do things. So it's a double-edged sword. It's like, I don't want you to do anything for me, but if you don't show up, then I'm going to be upset. That's also not
a codependency.
That's not a good position to put your friends in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not fair. It's not fair because like in the reality, like at the end of the day, it's like our desires and wants and like you want these things, let them happen. You know what I'm saying? That day, you just wake up and you go, masculine energy. That day is you go, I just need you to look pretty.
Yeah.
And be ready by this time. And that's all I need you to do.
What I'm doing. We got it. Don't stress.
Yeah, don't worry about it. And that way, you don't feel like someone's doing something for you. It's just what's going to happen the other day. You're going along for the day, you know, and then great things are going to happen. You know, set no expectations. Just be like, I'm going to have a great night with my friends.
But it also shows who's not a real friend. Because for me, real friends that you have surgery, you text them. You check in on them after the hospital.
I haven't known you for that long, and I'm not bragging about myself, but like you sent me a video of your studio. She was sitting in that chair in the background.
Hunched over.
And I saw her in the little video that you sent me of like 10 seconds. So look at our studio, blah, blah, blah. You know, I saw her get up from the chair and like just do this in the background. And I messaged you and I was like, yo, are you good? And you're like, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not doing good. And then we bantered like for like a couple of hours and like talk shit about her gallbladder. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, we had fun.
There's some people who didn't do that. that were like,
our friends.
To. And I was like, oh.
Noted.
Fuck.
But you also have to, this is something that I'm learning from Marcus Aurelius, who was the emperor of Rome, and he's known as a philosopher now.
You talked about this first time we met you.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with this guy right now because he says, like, don't have opinions about things. Because opinions is what makes us upset and makes us angry and makes us think. It's just what happened. Be surprised every time something happens. Like, ah, so-and-so didn't hit me up. That's crazy. I thought they would. That's it. Don't give it more than that. Just don't have an opinion. You don't have to have an opinion about everything. Opinions upset us. Mm. You don't have to have an opinion. And that's such a brilliant thing to like think about.
It's
like,
hard.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's very smart. Very positive.
Yeah.
How do you... That's so hard when emotions are involved. And I'm like, I love you. Why don't you love me?
Well, what's interesting, what Marcus Aurelius said, basically did 2,000 years ago was make cognitive behavioral therapy. And he did it through writing in his books and stuff like that. Like in his first book, he literally says, the first thing he writes in Meditations in his book, he literally says, people suck. People are going to be manipulative. People are going to be, they're going to lie to you. They're going to have ulterior motives. It is your job to stay the course and be who you're supposed to be. If you're a good person and you're who you're supposed to be, nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. Don't try to be a good person. Be a good person. You know, yep. And that's your only job. Your only job is to show up for those people, even if they didn't show up for you, because you have that love in your heart. And if they don't have that, you don't know. And a lot of times we don't know. What if girlfriend just broke up with them? They're heartbroken, blah, blah, blah. Their car broke down. They're tight on money. Oh, she's going through something. Well, maybe I'm going through something. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going through something. So let them go through their things. And like when things happen, look at it like, hey, I'm surprised that happened. You know, like I'm lucky that that happened. Like, that's great. Or let's take note of it.
Yeah.
You know, and just be like, hey, this person, hey,
that's what I've
shown up for them. They didn't show up for me. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not sad. I'm not upset. I'm not anything. That's just what happened. But noted, I've learned something from you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've learned that I can't depend on you, even though I thought I could. So nothing bad happened here. You learned something about that person. So what's the problem? You know, like now you know that it's like, yo, if push comes to shove, they ain't going to be there. So I know who not to call. It's not going to be Jimmy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, there's no reason to get upset. It's just like, oh, now you know. That's a great thing to know now. You know, because later in life when you really probably needed them and you invested in them, then what? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but let that love happen for you. And I'm learning what everything you just said. I'm saying this to you. We give advice a lot of times. It's because we're telling it to ourselves also.
Of course.
I'm telling
Always.
It to myself.
Always.
Learn to accept love. Learn to accept help.
It like, feels good.
Yes, it's it nice.
It pours into you. We need that. Because you pour into other people, you know?
Yes.
You need to be replenished
yep.
with that same love.
And that's the thing. And that's the point of like a relationship. And like energy is important. And like that's why like masculine and feminine energy, when you're dating somebody, you know, like what you guys are looking for, a lot of women are looking for is a masculine energy. And what is masculine energy is what you said. Women are going to be crazy. They're going to, but guess what? On the other side of crazy and fun and wild, there's nurturing.
Yeah.
There's growth. There's a woman can look at you and go, you're better than that.
That's what I feel
and
like.
As a man, and as a man, you're supposed to rise to the challenge. Mm-hmm. It is not to cower and go, poor me. You rise to every challenge that she brings up because why? She knows who you are. Mm-hmm. And she knows that you're better than that. And if you don't rise to the challenge, she starts to question you and question your masculinity. And now she's going to go into her masculine energy and start getting upset at you and start being like, take the fucking trash out. Mm-hmm. You've been moping around about this shit for 6 months. I'm over it.
Get the fuck up.
Figure it out. Mm-hmm. Or I'm leaving you. That's why it takes women 3 to 6 months. That's why my dad told me this when I was a little kid. He said, Franco, when a woman is getting ready to leave you and she tells you, you're just finding out.
Yes.
100%. She decided that 3 to 6 months ago. And what does that mean is that in those 3 to 6 months, she decided to leave you one day. And then she said, I'm going to stick around and see if anything changes because she loves you.
Yeah. All women do that.
And they
men don't even realize the chances we give them.
No, correct. That's exactly what my dad said. He goes, don't beg her. Don't cry. When she tells you it's over, walk away with your fucking dignity.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because all the chances that you're asking for right now, she already gave them to you.
Yo.
So pat her on the back. And say thank you, very
colonizer.
God damn it.
Wrong button.
God damn it.
That was great. It was none of those, right?
It was none of those.
I think I saw you do this on one of the last episodes.
I wanted to do the applause.
Yeah. But it's true, man. Like, and this is what I mean. Like, a lot of men don't understand women. They just don't. And the thing is, it's the 3%. 3% of men will. And they'll understand that about you. They'll understand that when you come home and she's been weird for the last 3 days and she hasn't done her normal routine, she goes straight to bed. She ain't trying to fuck you. She ain't trying to hang out with you. She goes straight to bed. And you go, after 3 days, you go, she's in the kitchen. You go, hey, babe, see, you've been acting a little weird. And then she goes, I'm fine.
Danger zone.
Danger.
And then if you go, word, and go play video games, and like go hang out and be like, all right, word, what the two of you just went. This is what they will show you, okay? That's okay. They're in the kitchen doing this, guys. Fine. And then you walk away and go, all right, I'm gonna go play video games. And they're just going, this motherfucker, this motherfucker. Because masculine energy, what it does, it seeks, it leads, and it figures out and fixes the problem.
Solves problems.
It solves problems. So there's a problem and you just ignored it. So what's going to happen later, guys, is that she's going to go, hey, take the fucking trash out. And then you're going to take the trash out and you're going to come back and you're going to go, she was mad about the trash. I ain't taking out the last 3 days. That's the problem. And then you come back and she's still angry. It wasn't the fucking trash. It's never the trash. Mm-hmm. And then you, what you have to do as a man is you have to sit there and go, what happened? What's going on? And then she's going to tell you again, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then you're going to go, no, babe, listen, I'm going to stand in this kitchen and bother you until you tell me what's wrong. And then what you try to do is play with her. Get her back into laughing.
Yes.
Play. Hey, what are you doing? Put that dish in. Stop it. Hey, talk to me. Tell me what's going on. Stop it. Smack her ass. Oh, I love when your nipples get hard.
He's good.
Look at that. And then she's going to get back into her feminine and be like, all right. The other day, when you walked out of the house and you didn't kiss me and you just stormed out and you and I made you a sandwich and I got your lunch ready and you were just like, bye. I felt really disrespected. And that's what's got me pissed. Oh, babe. Oh, I'm so sorry. Tell me more. Oh, tell me more. Key. Tell me more. Shut the fuck up and just say, she's going to tell you. And then just go, tell me more.
That's sales.
But most guys aren't receptive. Like, you're coming from a place where you want to, like, fix a problem. And I feel like there's a lot of men who, we did talk about this on the last episode, too. Like, just don't, I don't know. Like, I've tried to have those conversations. And I've tried to be like, hey, this is bothering me and whatever. And then it happens again. Or they like change for 2 weeks and then it goes back to it. And it's like, men don't realize every time I have to tell you, it's, I like you less.
Yeah.
I literally like you less.
Or they get defensive. You're like, oh, this is a problem. You created this, or I feel this way because of the X. And then they get mad at you. Damn, it's already been 29 minutes.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. All right, guys.
All right.
This was a great conversation. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, I'm very happy you came on. So thank you.
No, thank you for having me. If you want to follow me, it's Franco Harris Funny on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
I'll be touring around the country. I'll be in Spokane and Tacoma, Washington in the middle of July, July 15th, July 16th, and in Phoenix on July 13th at Stand Up Live and at the Spokane and Tacoma, Washington comedy clubs. Come and see me.
Hell yeah.
What about August? Do you have things booked for August?
No, I'm going to focus on like social media and stuff.
In August?
So, yeah, like this whole like I'm just trying to figure this stuff out. I've been touring for the last 3 years. So like I'm kind of mentally, emotionally, I do everything by myself.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's draining. But yeah, he's very funny.
You've been killing it.
Yeah, come through. Come and see me. I've been touring for the last 5 years. The Fresh as Fuck comedy tour. Come and check me out.
Yeah, he's super funny. We saw him on Mac with Mac on your high show. It was great. So definitely buy some tickets. And
I'm high. That bong just got me so high.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
We love you.
We love you. We'll see you next Tuesday, you filthy fucking stoners.
All right.